Hello, Boo. We are at a playground in Campania region of Italy, where animal communicator and founder of Animals Without Limits, Mia Mattson Mercer, is enjoying a late afternoon with her daughter and son and husband. And we thought we'd take this opportunity to discuss a little bit about strays in this part of Italy. So explain a little bit what the life of a stray is in the Naples area.
Well, many strays are happy strays because they are free roaming dogs that can have their big territorium, go and look for food, since in Naples area here is a lot of garbage and that means a lot of food for the dogs. The tragic side is the traffic, of course, but there is also some people who do not like strays. They think the strays are dirty and wants to get rid of them. Sorry, my son was nearly pulling down my cider. And so many people think, oh, poor strays. Yes, a poor stray is a sick stray who is having a disease or anything. But that's where Animals Without Limits comes in. We medicate the strays so they will be even happier on the street.
You talk about sickness. What sort of sicknesses are endemic or common in this area?
Well, here is a lot of different kind of worms that we are not used to. And then, of course, the fleas. But here is also leishmaniasis that are transmitted by a sand mosquito fly. And that can have a deadly, painful outcome.
Well, what's a death by leishmaniasis like for the dogs?
It's very painful because, well, they can, it's like with AIDS, HIV. They can live with this sickness inside of them till a stress situation is triggered. And they lose hair, they lose their appetite, the visions is starting to get blurry, and it eats up their inner organs. And if it's not caught in time, it's very painful.
It sounds like a horrible way to die for an animal that's just out on its own. Are there other similar diseases or just other diseases also that are endemic to this area?
Do you think of any specific?
Well, I've read your blog, and I know you've treated some dogs with distemper. Also, I believe there's some tick-borne diseases that affect the blood system.
Yes, and the tick-borne disease, many owners misread the symptoms. They think the dog is depressed, but it's actually very sick, so you need to get in and have a blood test and then treat it.
So what's Animals Without Limits doing about this situation in the Naples area?
Well, we collect the strays and we bring them into vet clinics and we do the blood test. We are one of the few who does this because many people think it's a very expensive blood test. And some vets are even saying that they're going to die anyway, so why waste money? But you know what? A dog, a stray, is our client and we will do everything for the best for them.
So this sounds very expensive. What can people do to help in your mission?
Well, we have wonderful people who are really donating money, and with those money we can do these tests because the donators are really true, wonderful animal friends and they want the same as us.
And how can people become donators?
They can go in on my website, animalswithoutlimits.com, or on our blogs, animalswithoutlimits.blogspot.com. And there is a donation button. Or they can write out a check if they are in the Naples area and put it in Animals Without Limits' name.
Okay, well, that's all for right now, animal lovers. This is Animals Without Limits Media. Bye, Boo.
First it's Mommy, and then it's Olivia.